words of my mind are an enigma.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Josh and Yash Experience Podcast.
I have made it. It is Tuesday, and we're both here.
Yep.
Another episode.
But a special announcement. Shout out to Josh and his beautiful fiance, Brittany. They are finally engaged. We've been waiting for this in the studio for a long-ass time. I think since our first podcast, I've been egging on him to, like, get it going. Make this girl your fiance because she's awesome. Shout out to Brittany. We love you so much. We're so excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Part of it, you know, I knew it was going to be there. But yeah, it took me a little bit to actually, you know, make it happen. So.
He's totally blushing right now, guys.
How can a brown guy blush? Like, we're already, like, a little bit red in the tinge, so I don't know. But, yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. It's going to be a big year
this year. It's going to be a big year this year.
Lot jam-packed in this year, but I guess with engagement, we're going to be talking about what comes before that.
Dating.
And dating apps in particular. Talking about, I guess we can just touch on everything.
Yeah, okay.
You know, maybe some best, some worst. Like, you know, I guess we can start with, like, the best app that, in your opinion.
Okay, so the reason why Josh wanted to do this one with me is because I have a lot of experience using dating apps. Before I met the love of my life, I actually met her through a dating app twice. We matched on two different dating apps, okay?
That's how you know it's actually real, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's how we know we were meant to be together. It just took us a little time to figure out how exactly, because we had matched on two different apps at two different times. Yeah. They weren't like one after the other.
Yeah.
But I've tried almost every app out there before I even met Charms. So, like, I was on OkCupid. I was on Tinder. I was on Bumble. I was on... What was the other one? Hinge is where the one I matched Charmy with.
Yeah,
Coffee Meets Bagel. Yeah. The Indian version, which is Dill Mill, which means heart finder.
Dill Mill.
Yeah, I know. Every American fucking laughs at that.
Dill Pickle Mill.
Yeah, because they think it's a dildo. I'm like, no, motherfucker. It means heart.
Dildo Mill. Dick but, Finder.
Yeah, I've been on all of them. Oh my God, Dick Finder would be so funny, isn't it?
It's like, yo, bro, why are you a dick funner? Dude, you make a profile, these girls want the D.
But yeah, I've kind of seen a little bit of the whole realm of dating apps. I've even seen the professional ones, like League, and Hinge is somewhat professional, I guess you can say. But I've had experience, like, with my older friends who did, like, before dating apps came around, right? They used websites like eHarmony, Match.com.
Craigslist for me.
Apparently Craigslist. I didn't know people met on Craigslist. That's scary and sketchy at the same time, I guess. But
that's part of the thrill. Like, honestly, you need to try it.
I don't know if Charmy will let me, so probably no.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I've kind of experienced them all. And so I never really got into Tinder as much. It was more like a hit it and quit it kind of app. You wouldn't actually find people that you would date on Tinder. And I know people would say the complete opposite, but that wasn't my experience. And same with Bumble. Like, it was literally just to fool around with people.
Skanks.
It really was. And then, like, you had, like, the Coffee Meets Bagel, which is more geared towards, like, the Asian community. I was, like, on this group thread with all my guy friends, and, like, we were all on the apps. And so, like, we would, like, you would, like, farm beans because it's Coffee Meets Bagels, right? You need coffee beans to meet bagels, which are girls, I guess. Huh. And we would farm beans back and forth, and we'd get, like, all these matches.
So it's like Farmerville versus...
Oh, kind of. Like, it wasn't essentially like Farmerville, but we were, like, gaming the system to, like, get more matches. Because, like, a lot of these apps, the ball's really in the female's court, right? Because every guy's just going to swipe to the right if it's a hot girl, right? Why? But the girl will actually pick out, like, oh, is this guy, like, decent?
Yeah.
Right?
We'll get into strategy.
Right? Okay.
I'm looking for it.
But that's what I felt like. It was, the ball was always in the female's court, right? But then, like, after a while, like, I had a bunch of, like, really shitty dates off Coffee Meets Bagel. You know, when I was trying to have, quote unquote, fun, it'd be Tinder and Bumble would be the ones I used. But when I wanted to start dating seriously, I turned to Coffee Meets Bagel, and just, after about a year and a half, it was just horrible. One of my friends, my brother, actually told me, why don't you try the Indian one, which is called Dill Mill. And I even tried the whole premium package. I met a bunch of people, but just didn't work out. It wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. And then one of my good friends, she told me about this app called Hinge. And I was like, well, what's different versus everything else? And she's like, to be honest, it's just really, really well designed. And it's more on a professional level. It's for people who actually want to like date someone for real. And it's kind of like you have to, it's a very good questionnaire that you fill out, you know, likes and dislikes, obviously like everyone else, but like little individual details are shown and the matching is a lot better. It links to all your social media accounts and it actually matches you with like people you have an acquaintance with or a friend or a mutual friend or you're friends with a person themselves.
So it keeps you kind of in your network a little bit?
It keeps you a little bit within your own network. Exactly.
A little bit safer.
Yeah. So after 2 days of the app, I unmatched with my now girlfriend, Charmi Patel, and we actually even matched on Coffee Meets Bagel, or no, Deal Mail, sorry, the Indian one beforehand. So there's a whole story into that, and I'll explain like what happened, but I only had Hinge for 2 days, and I matched with her, and we started talking, and I never looked back. I never used another app. I deleted everything after that.
Wow.
And so that was it. I just knew because the conversation went really well and we immediately got on the phone and I would call her every day and we would talk for hours, like 6+ hours every day consistently. Wow. Like I'm one of those kind of guys. Like if I tell you I'm going to call you, I'm going to fucking call you and I will talk to you because I'm old school. I don't want to be like, oh, that's a cool t-shirt. Click. Like I'm not a text person. I prefer a phone call. I like the sound of a voice.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah.
It's why I probably do this podcast.
I want to hear myself talk. No, but
how do you know? I'm just kidding. That's really arrogant.
No, that's interesting. There's a whole bunch of those apps like I didn't even know were opportunities.
Oh yeah. It's crazy. There's so many different dating apps out there now. It's insane.
So like I tried a few of them, maybe like 5 tops. So I tried, obviously, Tinder, Bumble, Plenty of Fish, which I would say is the worst app out there.
You know, I've actually seen that one, and I chose not to use that because I was between.
Oh, God.
I was debating that one or OkCupid, and I was like, yeah.
All right, let's just start
Fishes
off
sound
with,
weird.
Let's just start off with the worst app. Okay. Plenty of Fish. Absolutely the worst app. So, yeah? I got on that one, I think I was maybe 22, 23.
Okay.
And I actually had a coworker, and he's like, "Oh yeah, you know, Plenty of Fish. I'm meeting all these girls and all of that." It's like, "All right, I'm gonna try it out." So I get on there, and honestly, I don't want to say like I don't want to be mean about this, but I'm just saying the caliber of women that were there, if you could call them that, it was just like,
"Oh shit, damn." Throwing fire today, y'all.
I'm sorry, but it was just like, what is like? It just felt like either you were messaging or trying to message an escort or a person that just was on the fringes of society, I guess you could say. The extremist, you know, like anarchist, communist, like type thing. And I was just like, I got to get out of here. Like, this is not for me. So I didn't do that for very long, but it was just.
That's like some dark ass shit. I'm not gonna lie.
No, it
That's
really
crazy.
Felt dark while I was there. So I was like, all right, this is just depressing me. I'm going to get off this app. So I just need to preface with that. That was just terrible. Anyways. So, what other apps? So you have Tinder, Bumble, you said Hinge, which I...
So Hinge was the last one I used.
The last one.
Yeah, okay.
So that's fairly new, right?
It's relatively new, yeah.
Yeah, because I've been dating Brittany for almost 3 years now. So, I never even heard of Hinge. So, yeah. It was that one, and I feel like there was one other one. But, it escapes me. Anyways, it was mostly Tinder and Bumble.
Yeah.
That would meet people. So... For the most part, you have a certain, and I'm gonna have to use this opportunity to put some fellas on game out there, and also some of the ladies as well, like all some of the pet peeves of guys on these apps. And
yes,
like, you know how to get these guys a good profile, you know, like to find a good match. So, anyways, the differences between guys and girls, like you mentioned it, where girls are a lot more picky. They're going through the profile, like, oh, look at the pictures and all that stuff. For me, it was just like, all right, I'm going to use the allotment that I have for that 12, 24 or whatever hours.
Yeah.
And just like swipe right on everyone.
See, exactly my point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
I did the same thing though.
Why waste my time? Like, you know, it's like, I'm trying to get leads. That like literally the whole process was a business development machine. That's all it was.
Holy shit. Now that I think about it, you're right. Damn.
No, it was literally like,
That's so true.
I thought about it. Like when I went into my professional life, I was like, oh my God, like this is exactly what I was doing.
How did I not realize that? Oh my God, that's exactly like getting leads.
It was really, it was just like, all right, just go after everyone. And then, and then once I got matched, then I could be choosy.
Yeah.
Which kind of seems messed up for the girls out there. It's like, oh, like cool, like this guy looks interesting. If I didn't find you interesting, like I usually unmatched you, so.
But I feel like that it works both ways. Like girls think of that as well. Right.
But at least it's not like, oh, I matched with somebody and it was like, oh, where'd they go?
Yeah.
It's a little bit different. But, you know, it's like when you're saying that, oh, it's all in the girl's court or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, yeah, for the most part.
For the most
like,
part, it is.
Yeah. I feel girls can be choosy. Right.
Yeah.
It's like, but then men can just like, but I guess with the dating apps today, I feel that it's more in the men's court because we have options. Men are not accustomed to this many options nowhere ever in history.
That's if they get the matches.
That's if, obviously.
That's what I'm saying.
But there's a bigger percentage of men that are having a lot more choices in women than any other time in history.
Like, that is true.
If you think about it. Like,
no, that makes sense.
This amount of opportunity was only available to, you know, rich aristocrats, kings, like, you know, this part of stuff. Like, women were throwing themselves at him.
Tinder, you could be in a bar and just search the bar. You know that?
I guess you could do a 1 mile radius.
Yeah, like, you know. And you literally just change it and it'd be literally on the focus. Like I went out when I was in grad school in downtown, I was on Tinder and like I would go to like the local bars like down the road from us and it'd be me and like, a couple of my buddies and we're just like, Tinder, everyone got it on, right? And like, yeah. And we literally just repositioned the radius to be literally within half a mile or a mile.
Yeah.
And we would just meet girls who would be like, oh, yeah, I'm at this bar. I was like, oh, cool. Like, I'm at the bar next door. Why don't you come on over? And like, I had a buddy who literally matched with a girl in the same fucking bar.
Holy shit.
And he went home with her.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got like mad game. I'm not going to lie. It's really fucking impressive.
Okay, that's next level game right
that
there.
That is impressive.
That is same day game. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'll
call it
that.
Well, no, it's not that hard on Tinder, though.
It's not. So
I may not have gotten the girl that was in the bar. It's, granted, she was like 2 bars away, but it was walking distance. I met her up that same night. No problem.
Yeah.
Right.
So I guess in that environment, I was always like, if I was usually out with my friends at a bar, like it was just like anyone at that bar, we're going to do some real life game. That was like
exactly.
The difference. Because like when we were single, it was like, all right, we have real life game. Mm-hmm. And then we have the soft leads that we're cultivating during the week. It was literally just a business development strategy. Just like, all right, here are our leads. All right, these are soft leads. All right, we're going to go out. We're going to do real life game. This is going to be the cold call. You're going to cold call 12 women tonight. Like,
oh my God.
So we're going out and like,
why do I feel like I could totally see you doing that too? We're going to cold call some women today. I could totally see you doing that.
It was the best, man. Like, it was literally, we're just like pumping ourselves up. All right, we're going to just cold approach.
See, that's all like all the results that we're talking about, or like all the stuff we're talking about right now, listeners. That's all the good side. That's all the positive side to dating apps, right? There's a very much of a negative side when you don't get matches and you totally get rejected,
and
we're gonna get into that. And even when you go on these dates and like they're just fucking horrible dates, right? Because you swipe on the person and you match and you think, oh, she's really cool. Or, you know, the girl's thinking, oh, he's really awesome. He's interesting. And then like you are 5 minutes into the date and it goes beep, just flatline.
Or, you know, people that don't have like they get ghosted or all that stuff, like hurt feelings and all this. It puts you in a position, guys and girls, where.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people get jaded.
Yeah.
Super jaded.
And that's what I've always been super optimistic with, like. How I've approached dates or just like dating people, like, yeah, you're going to get frustrated. Like there's going to be person that you like and they don't show interest in you. Like, and that for some reason it just knocks you down a peg, I guess, as far as self-confidence. And for some people, like you get enough of those and they're just like, all right, forget it. You know, like,
oh yeah,
I'm done.
Oh yeah. I have a couple friends who are like that now. I mean, it's just like, they've, like all of us are kind of in that later stage where we've met someone, we're about to get engaged or we're already married. And like, we have a handful of friends who tried these dating apps and they started late. right? They started like in their late 20s when you should have started in your early 20s. Mm-hmm. And now they're like, well, we don't know what to do. And I'm like, it's because you guys never went on dates before.
Yeah.
You never talked to women before. And it's like, you're having this issue and you're going on all these different apps and you're not having any success because like you don't know how to create a like a profile that's really attractive.
Yeah.
Like, I have a friend in San Diego and she's a girl and literally I changed her profile and the next week she met a guy who she now lives with and is like madly in love with.
Dude, like I literally
rewrote her profile and she's like, why does the profile you wrote for me sound so much better than what I wrote? I was like, because I'm your friend and I know who you are. And I know what
I'm highlighting
all the stuff that I think is really amazing about you, but I've done it in a way where it's not like you're reading paragraphs. Mm-hmm. It's quick little sentences, little bursts of information that's charming and playful at the same time. And she's like, holy shit, how'd you do that? I'm like, listen. And then I showed her my profile. She's like, you did the same thing. I was like, yeah, it's the same concept.
Yep.
And granted, that's probably how I met Charmy because of that, but it worked.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have to be the savant. You just have to make sure it's easy to digest.
Effective.
Like, yeah.
And so I want to go into some of those strategies that you can do to beef up your profile. Girls and guys can take this advice.
Okay.
I'll start off with the guys. I just want to put, you know, some game out there because I feel like that's what, you know, people need in this dating world. So I think that first you need to know what you're in the market for, right? So are you just, you know, and I think it's just completely, you need to be very honest about where you are. Are you out there to have fun? Are you there to find a significant other?
Mm-hmm.
Like all that stuff. Like just be honest in what you're looking for. That way people don't have these mixed messages and all that stuff. And I know this is a weird thing because like, oh, well, you know, we're just dating on Tinder. It's playful and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, but you need to go into this arena with the right headspace because
also you got to be realistic. If you're like an average Joe, don't aim for the supermodel.
That's true.
Be realistic.
I think that a lot of we are, especially guys, right?
Yeah.
We're forced into thinking that we need a certain like archetype for a girl, which for the most part guys are not picky at all. Like we're just like, all right, you know, like I would never touch her, get a few beers in. It's like, all right, she looks good.
Yeah.
You know, it's not hard for guys. Now, girls, I think it's a lot different.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
But you just have to be open-minded. Like, I have friends who are on the apps now, and all these swipe are these, they're a little bit younger than them, but not, like, dramatically younger, but, like, maybe, like, 2-3 years. But, like, these girls who have nothing in common with them, they're just smoking hot. I'm like, well, that's why you don't end up in a relationship with them. And they were like, well, I try to get, I'm looking for a real girlfriend. I'm like, well, why don't you look for someone who actually has something in common with you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's part of being realistic with yourself.
Yeah. And also you have to be realistic. It's like, if you have high standards, you're going to have to go on a lot of dates.
Yep.
Because, and this is girls and guys, like you're talking about like, oh, I need a man that's over 6 foot. I need a guy that, you know, lifts weights. I need this, that, and the other thing. Or a guy that's saying like, oh, she needs to be smoking hot. She needs to have blonde hair. She needs to have this, that, and the other thing. It's like, you're going to have to go on a lot of dates to find the person that actually, you know, will take you to the next level, right?
Yep.
Like, it's totally fine if you're looking for a certain archetype, you want to have fun, all that stuff. Like, that's fine. You're going to be disappointed because you have to go through a lot of leads to find, like...
A lot of leads. Not even matches. A lot of leads to get one match, if ever.
Yeah. And it's a different game for girls and guys. Guys,
yes,
we're going to have less leads, but we will have a little bit more control over, I guess, the end result, I would say, is that if you're going on a date, how the night ends, I guess you'd say. So, like, if it's going to be on a good note, like, you are leading the date.
Oh, yeah.
That's usually how, that's just the male role, is to just, like, all right, you take the lead. Are we going to have fun? Are we going for a drink? This, that, and the other thing.
Yeah.
Now, for a girl, it's more, she needs to be more choosy. She's like, all right, this guy, a serial, killer. You know, is this guy going to hurt me? Is he weird? All this stuff. So she has a lot of alarm bells that are just like, you know, going to go up. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So I guess since we have what you're going into the date for, let's knock out the profile. So what are your suggestions on a profile? Like, what can guys do in order to make it more attractive for a little bit more leads?
First of all, don't post pictures of you and another person. This is stupid. Don't post a picture, or don't use a profile picture that has you and another girl. Just saying, if you're trying to meet a girl, don't have a picture with another girl. Kind of obvious. And I have a lot of guy friends who made that mistake. Okay. Mm,
okay.
So I actually listened and read this book, Modern Romance by Aziz Ansari, and I got a lot of tips, I guess you could say, or tricks from that book. But they all fucking work. Right. So that was one of the things. Also, I see like a lot of my guy friends have like pictures with like dogs or animals to get that sympathy. Oh, look, that actually works.
Yeah. You use it.
It totally works. I wish I had done that
usually
earlier.
Usually you want to actually own the dog and not be like, oh, it's like, you know, my third removed cousin's dog that I saw one time.
Exactly.
Took pictures.
So you want to have like 4 photos. Don't have so many photos, because then it looks like all you look like is you just take photos all day. Try to mix it up. Don't have the same photo with the same pose and the same bar. Literally try different things.
Yeah.
Show different aspects of who you are, right? One activity, one with a dog, one with just you, and maybe one you doing something awesomely fun or like a hobby, right? But then like on the actual profile, when asked like, oh, what do you like to do for fun? It's like, don't list a bunch of things. 5 things. List 5 things. What you really like to do on the weekend. You know, everyone says, oh, I like hanging out with my friends. Yeah, you want to stand out from
boring.
Those. It's super boring. Like, you want to stand out. So obviously everyone likes hanging out with their friends, so don't put that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, if you like reading books, for example, don't say that. List the books. Oh, I like Lord of the Rings books, or, you know, 48 Laws of Power, if that's your thing. I don't know. But like, if, when you're asked those questions, be specific, but don't be vague. Like, oh, I just like to hang out with my friends and just watch TV.
I like fantasy novels.
Yeah, like, that to me is a red flag if I'm a girl. Like, fantasy novels? Well, first of all, what kind of fantasy? Are we talking Star Wars here?
And a nose piercing.
Yeah.
Swipe left.
Yeah, exactly, right? So just try and be specific, but also show the different sides of you. That's my best advice. Because I would do that with my profile and my friends' profiles, and it would work for them, and it would work for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just trying to show as much of yourself out there without writing too much. No one wants to read a paragraph.
That is very true. That is very true. So I'm going to agree with a few of those. I think I have a couple rebuttals on,
go for it,
on some of that. So I think on one of the points you said that don't take a picture with other people. Now,
no, other girls.
Okay. Just girls.
Just girls.
Okay. All right.
Other
so
girls.
I have a caveat. So first, do not show a picture of you in a sea of people and just like have her trying to look for you. And
yeah, that's super annoying.
And this is girls and guys. Like,
yeah.
if you have a girl, you come across a girl's profile, she's with her friends and all that stuff. Like, we do not know which girl you are, so we're gonna assume you're the ugly one. So,
true.
Like, just, you know, just take that into account.
That, but if you do have to have one of those photos, make it the very last photo. So by the time they've scrolled through the other photos, they know what you look like. So if you're in a, like a group of 6 women, for example, or 6 guys, because you're on a bachelorette party or a bachelor party, by the time they get to the last photo and they see that photo, they'll know what you look like, and then they can identify you in the photo.
Yeah. And especially if you look like all your friends, I would just say that...
I would avoid that.
I would avoid using that. You know, like white boys, you know, hang out with white boys, Asian boys, hang with Asians. It's just a little, you know, strange. I hang out with a little bit more diverse crowd. So, you know, they just pointed me out and just like, oh, the brown boy right there.
That happens to me too.
Have some contrast, you know, like at least like blur your friends out.
I'm the token Indian guy in my crowd, okay? I got you.
I think it's the funniest thing. I think it's the absolute funniest thing when like the girls, they actually know, they're just like, all right, I want to be center of attention. And they put emojis over their friends. Like,
I've seen that. I thought people were just like being trolled on this. I'm like, And then like one of my friends like, no, people do that so that the photo looks really good of the individual, but fuck the rest of the people. I'm like, oh shit, that's a thing.
Like, no, it's hilarious. They're just like, damn, you did your friends like that. Like, just like, I understand, like, you know, you want us to know who you are, but yeah, like, her friends are just like, you know, like one will just be like, I don't know, just like the you know, scratching head emoji, and then just like over their face. I was like, oh my god, like you're gonna do it like that? I think that's absolutely hilarious. But,
nice.
Anyways, yeah. So if you're gonna have friends, yeah, make it maybe like third or on photo, so like, yeah, at least they know. But first, great, you know, at least headshot or whatever, see your face. Then you want to have one where it's at least full body, so they know like
what you look like.
Yeah, please, no shirts off in front of the mirror. Like I'm not
browsing. Not in high school anymore. Grow up.
I'll just say that's a big problem. I've heard it from girls. They're just like, yeah, the mirror selfie is just like, it's outdated. And I mean, tons of guys do it. Like it's every single one. So like, yeah, please just go to the beach one day, have your friend take a pic, a little candid action. It'll solve that problem.
Yeah.
Now, so you have your profile pic, your full body pic, so they can see like, you know, what at least how tall you are and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Then you have your hobby pick. So whatever you like to do, is it, you know, playing hockey? Well, maybe hockey's not the best one, but you doing something that you enjoy.
Yep.
It just makes it seem like, all right, this is one of his interests. Yeah, they're actually about it and not just saying it in their profile.
Yeah.
Another one I will say, like, have a picture that is actually with friends. Doing something fun is great. So they actually know, like, oh, he actually has people that he knows.
that he's hanging out with. He's not some loner.
And they must know that he's not a serial killer. So, all right, okay, you know, okay, makes the girl feel comfortable.
Yes.
And then also, I actually would put a picture with girls, not a girl that you have your hand around.
Okay.
You know, one girl. Now, if it's two girls, you know,
hey,
let them know what's up. But yeah, just, you know, all right, some girls, other girls like think that he may be interesting. So, all right, that's okay, that sparks some interest, but not the one girl around just like, oh, is that his why girlfriend? Like,
girlfriend, you know, or ex-girlfriend, or yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So then to the profile, to the text, yes, right? So on my profile, I start off with my height because it's working for me. 6'2", you know what it do.
So does. 5'8" over here.
Yeah. So, all right. So you start off with that. And then I guess I followed that with ENTJ, which is the 16 personality types.
Oh, yeah. I
extrovert, about that. Intuition, judgment, and yeah. Wait, ENT, what's the T? Thinking and judging.
Okay.
So
okay,
have that. Then I have my horoscope symbol or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like some girls, it's so important for them. They're just like, oh my God, like a Taurus. Like that's like my sign. Like I have to go on a date with this guy.
Or it can be a turn. I get wigged out when people ask me about my sign. Like when we matched, they're like, oh, so what's your sign? I'm like, does it matter?
So for me, it's funny because it starts as it's a qualifier.
Right.
And this is another thing. Qualifiers and disqualifiers, right?
Yeah.
You want to put in your profile like stuff that is going to qualify you, either if they're into Tauruses and all that stuff, mm-hmm, that's great. But if horoscope signs are so important to them that they say, oh, Taurus, I can't date a Taurus. It's like, it's a disqualifier. You don't want to date her either. It's not going to be a fun date. She's just going to be asking you like, oh, Taurus are so stubborn. Like, you know, argue with me about something. You know, stand your ground.
Thank
you know
God what I mean? I never met anyone like that. I would just walk away. I'd be like, I wouldn't even say goodbye. I'd be like,
yeah. So
just get up and be bye, Felicia.
You know what I mean? So it's like a subtle qualifier and disqualifier.
Oh, it is.
And you want your profile to be full of them, like full of both. So like I said, qualifier 6'2".
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Dark, tall, and handsome. Got it. So then after that,
I think the champagne's getting to you a little bit, buddy boy. You're all full of the giggles right now. That's fine.
Yeah, a little bit. So after that, I had a you know, a short little quip. I'm just like, something about it's like, oh, I'm, you know, amiable, you know, smart or whatever, and then just like, and good looking, but you already knew that.
Yeah.
Obviously she can see from pictures. So it's like, all right, he's confident. Mm-hmm. All right. So you don't have to say that you're confident. It's just something that's funny and she'll get the point.
Yeah.
And then go through what you do during the day. Are you a student? Where do you go?
Yeah.
Hobbies that you like, mm-hmm. and, you know, stuff that's important to you. And just making bullet points. Just like, all right, you know, I like adventure, I like going outdoors, love extreme sports, basketball, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And these are qualifiers.
Okay. So on Hinge, or Coffee Meets Bagel, sorry, not Hinge. On Coffee Meets Bagel, I wrote my profile very similar to what I was describing before. I didn't use bullet points like you said, but I did hit everything you were saying, right? Mm-hmm. The disqualifiers and the qualifiers. But I would never say I'm confident. I was never intelligent or whatever. The way I would phrase it and what I was writing, it is intelligently written.
Yeah, like I said, subtle stuff.
Subtle stuff, yeah. Right? So if they were able to keep up with that sentence or that little phrase, they'd be like, oh, this guy like has... like he knows what he's talking about. Like, that was actually really clever how he wrote it. And then I used to write little lines of poetry to show them that, oh, I know how to rhyme. I'm a little cultured.
See, like,
so those little, you those pick little it up, things,
like, cultured. Yeah.
Yeah, those little things you can kind of weave in there and you wouldn't even think.
Even that in itself is poetic, right? It's like, if you can get subtext in this,
Drop a line from a really good album or like Lauryn Hill, people really love Lauryn Hill. Girls go crazy for Lauryn Hill rhymes, right? and like, these are like your old school chicks, like the girls that you love hanging out with and just talking the shit with, right? Mm-hmm. I had a bunch of girls who went out with me just because I had that Lauryn Hill quote that I like really like from one of her songs. And they were just like, dude, you dropped Lauryn Hill. Like that was impressive. I'm like, Lauryn Hill's like a great artist. Like, mm-hmm. yes, I love her music. And it's something that I have in common with all of these women. And I'm still friends with two of them. And they were like, we listen to Lauryn Hill when we hang out in the car or like when we're driving to the beach. We're sitting on the beach, Lauryn Hill is on the boombox. Like, mm-hmm. those little things, those little details, right? You don't want to put a song lyric that's like offensive or anything, but it's something that kind of snares them in.
Yes.
Right?
And I'll agree. Like, what you said was subtlety, right? It is...
It's not overrated, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think it is. It is so refreshing when, especially if a girl can do it elegantly, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think the over the top, just like, oh, here's my booty in the mirror picture and all that stuff. It's just like, yes, I like to look at that, but you're not a girl that I'm looking to, you know, have a relationship with, because this is for free. Like, you're not sending me this in a private chat.
You know what's
like,
funny?
This is not wifey material. So it's like, know what you're looking for.
Okay. Wifey material, that term, right?
Yeah.
So I had a buddy in grad school. He's a plastic surgeon now. Mm-hmm. And he's engaged to this amazing, amazing doctor. Like, she's very pretty. Mm-hmm. But she's like, intellectually, the funniest person I know. With her background, mm-hmm. like she's old school, like her family's old school Vietnamese, very strict, and like she just is straight up hilarious because like her childhood was basically like school and family. That's it. There was no socializing, right? So like she had to learn how to develop her personality on her own. It was like the funniest thing. And so when they got engaged, he was just like, "Yosh, it doesn't matter what the girl looks like." I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Because they can all be altered. You can change your hair color, you can gain weight, you can lose weight, you can, you know, fix your teeth, you can change your eye color these days with contacts, like all that shit can change. None of that shit matters. It's what's in the head and what's in their heart. There's only two things that I fell in love with my fiance." I was like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah, all the rest of the stuff, to be honest, I got used to. But I fell in love with her mind and I fell in love with her heart, and that's all I fucking needed." And I'm like, damn, that's so true.
Men actually wife people up for.
And granted, this guy's a plastic surgeon. He literally could fix her if she ever wanted to get quote unquote fixed. And I'm like, I even asked him, "Are you saying that because you're a plastic surgeon? Because you could get her a butt job or something?" He's like, "Nah, she'd kick my ass if I ever asked her. But if she gained weight naturally, right, and then worked out in a certain area, she could redistribute what her physique looks like." Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I guess to an extent that makes sense, but that's really extreme. He's like, "Yeah, but like I said, the only thing I care about was her mind and her heart. The rest of that shit doesn't matter."
Mind and her. He was pointing at different body parts, but eventually got to his heart.
Exactly. And I was like, but what he said made a lot of sense to me, right? And then when I was going through my dating app phase, right, say like 2.5 years ago, one of my close friends told me this, and we used to give him all kinds of shit because he was the first one out of our entire crew to get married. Like, oh, you're so whipped, da 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 da. And he turned around and was like, you idiots, when you start dating someone seriously, you will all be whipped. And you know what? Y'all want to play the game? Go play the game to play the game. Fine. You all say, oh, don't hate the player, hate the game, right? That's fine. Y'all fuckers can keep playing the game. I won my game. I got my wife. Fuck. And I was like, oh, shit, that's so true.
Fuck.
Why do you think we play the game?
God damn it.
To meet our wives. Yes. Or to, if you're a woman, meet your husband. You're playing the game to win. He played his game and he won. And that's what it like clicked. I'm like, damn, he's right. No, you can't play the game and keep playing. You got to play to win.
Well, and that's
and that is thing. Winning.
That's the biggest thing when you're talking about, like, you know, people that, like, I'm not knocking anyone in their just what makes them tick, right?
Yeah.
As far as relationships, like, I was one of those dudes. I was like, we're about to go out. We're going to have fun. We're just, like, dancing with all the girls, all this stuff. And then just, like, you know, met my girlfriend, and it was just like, what am I doing? Like, I would never, like, I'm going to walk to the corner right here. And I was just like, why am I doing this? Like, who am I? Like, she is doing stuff that I should be like, nah, I ain't gonna put up with that shit. Yeah. No, it's no? Like, but it's just totally different because she just changed the game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because you won.
Exactly.
Right? And it's so funny because I look back on that and I'm just like, man, this shit I supposed to used to say, like, fuck. Like, I mean, I had friends, like, they got, you know, wifed up, yeah. You know, after high school and all that stuff. I'm just like, dude, like, you're too young, dude. Like, what are you talking about? You're whipped, bro. And then I'm over here, like, same stuff. Like, I got two girls in the house right now telling me what to do every day. Like, what the hell?
Fiance. And fiance's daughter.
Yes.
Not two separate women.
Oh, well.
We're talking about dating apps, and you say, oh, I've got two girls in the house. Oh, Josh, clarify.
No. Yes. I thought everyone would know. Yes. Yeah. But, to clarify, yes.
What my friend who I went to school with, when he said, oh, all that stuff doesn't matter, it's just the mind and the heart that matters, I went with that mentality when I went on the app Hinge. And that's why when I met my girlfriend, who is the love of my life now, when we had that conversation, I just knew because I was falling in love with her mind and what she was saying and how she thinks and everything else. Because I only saw pictures of her. I didn't meet her before. Mm-hmm. And then I just knew. And I was just like, this girl's amazing. I'll turn off the app. I don't need anything right now. We met and it clicked. And I was like, cool. She's really good looking now. So don't need to worry about that. But I'm crazy about her mind. Like, I think she's so, like, she met my best friend the other day and he basically turned around and he's like, dude, this woman, like, completes you. Like, she's got everything that you want in life. Like, she's funny. She's clever. She's sweet. She's talented. She's patient. She has a very, very wicked sharp mind. She'll call you out on all your shit and she'll troll you for fun. Like, that's the girl you've always wanted. I'm like, exactly. That's what I fell in love with.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The package is great, but her mind and her heart, those are the first two things. And she's like, oh, that's so cheesy, Yash, when you say, like, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
If you were, like, completely different looking, but you still had your brain and your heart, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'd still want to marry you.
Yeah. It's really nice that they're also attractive.
I know. It's just a bonus. It's just the bonus that she happens to be really good looking.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just when my friend told me that and then my other buddy told me, like, play the game to win, I got on Hinge and it was literally 2 days. And I had, like, the girl that was gonna, like, I saw who was gonna be, like, my next match afterwards. I know her. Like, I knew her and I had a crush on her back in the day. But with everything going so well with Charm, I was like, forget it. I don't need it anymore. I'm good. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. No, it was to the same tune. It was, like, actually, it was funny because when I matched with Brittany, like, honestly, when I saw her, I was like, oh, dude, did she make a mistake? Like, like, I was just looking at her profile. I was like, nah, like, she's too cute. Like, she's too cute. I can't be doing this. So I was just like, I was like, should I change up? No. Stick to the system. So I had the 6 message system that I had to number close, which I'll get into that, fellas. Anyways, so I was just like, Brittany, with, like, a bunch of exclamation points.
Yeah.
It's And I'll go into the strategy later. People will be like, oh man, like that's super lazy, but I'll go into strategy. Anyways, so she messaged me back. I was like, okay, like she's actually messaging me. All right. So from there, we met up pretty soon, which she actually rescheduled on me twice. Believe it or not.
What?
She rescheduled on me. She didn't flake, which usually like the girl's like, oh God, I had like a nail appointment. I had to like, I'm sorry, I can't make it. She was like 2 days before. She's like, hey, like Wednesday's not going to work out for me. And I was like, oh, what about next Thursday? And she's like, oh, that's cool. So anyways,
yeah,
we met up. And then at that point, I was just like, I'm hooked. And it was just done. Like everything just shut down. Just like, all right, close for business. We done.
So I actually have screenshots of the first conversation I had with my girlfriend from Hinge. And yes, she was the one that initiated it, but like it went on nonstop. And I'm showing Josh right now, but it's like we talked for hours.
Wow.
And this kept going and going and going. And so, you know, these dating apps, as advanced and as complex as they can be, and they can be soul crushing, right? And I know we're on a high note right now, but I'm trying to bring us down a little bit. Yeah, but like, with all the things that you and I have experienced, right? Meeting our girls on these different apps and experiencing all this, I had to realize this when I got to Hinge, because I had went through all of those shitty apps and all of those shitty dates and experiences to be where I am now. I'm one of those people where it's like, all of that bad stuff had to happen for me to be here, good and bad, right? So like the worst date I ever went on one of these apps was through Coffee Meets Bagel, which is, like I said, it's more geared towards Asian people. I had matched with this Asian girl and she wanted to go to a ramen house. I think I've told you this story. And it was straight up like an episode of Master of None where like the girl like completely ignores Aziz and gets like a free meal out of him.
No.
Yeah, straight
no,
up.
No.
It was straight up like that. So we go to this ramen house, Shinsengumi in Little Tokyo, my favorite spot in the town, or in Little Tokyo, and it was down the road from my apartment. So we met up. She literally had her phone with her the entire time. The only sentence she said to me was, your shoes are cool. Didn't even say goodbye. I paid for dinner, and then she bounced. At least she couldn't even get to go, which was funny. No. Because in the show, like the girl tries to get like a to-go meal, but like she literally, that was it. She just ghosted. And no. I was just like, I'm done with Coffee Meets Bagel.
No.
That's what caused me to get rid of Coffee Meets Bagel.
I'm so mad.
Oh, yeah. I was pissed. I was super jaded. I got off the apps for a while, turned everything off, kind of just focused on me. And then I ended up going back on another app called Dill Mill. And that's when I switched from Coffee Meets Bagel to Dill Mill. And I met all these really cute Indian girls. I had a lot of family connections and I knew some of them from different places. And like, I did my thing. I get on the phone with them, talk for like 6 hours every night till like 3-4 in the morning. And then the next day I do the same thing. And it got to the point where through these dating apps, though it was only like the launch point for me, because I made all my effort after the fact we matched, I got to know these people extremely well. Like I had some girl in Dallas who's like, we've only been talking for about a month, but it seems like we've known each other for years. And I'm like, it really does. And she's like, how are you so easy to talk to? It's like, to be honest, it's just who I am. But if you and I kept going through the apps, and I wouldn't be able to kind of showcase that through an app, which I can do through a phone.
Yes.
And so I feel like with everything that's going on, talking to a person is still the best way to really get to know them instead of going through an app.
Gotcha.
And that's my kind of caveat or my overall goal or message for this episode. It's as great as these apps are and how intricate they are and how much they can match people together, nothing still beats a phone call or having that conversation with someone and having a genuine conversation to create that connection or to discover it.
Yeah, I'd 100% agree with you. And going back to what you said about people being jaded, and I think that what really can help people that either feel jaded by dating apps or feel like they're not effective or anything. Obviously, I found my match on Tinder, but obviously real life, like that happens as well.
Oh, yeah.
But if you think about it, it is all about expectations. Mm-hmm. What expectations are you going into the date with? And how is that sabotaging your experience on that date? Mm-hmm. Now, I think that on both sides, we have expectations that are either unrealistic, Or also they just totally sabotage the experience. So what I'm saying is go into the experience like you're meeting someone, not, hey, I have to get something out of it. Like for women, sometimes they feel pressured, like, you know, at least in our age group when we were, I guess, 27 or I was 27 when I met my girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah, same.
Girls were more in a time frame.
Yeah.
Like, I need to find a man, I need a ring, all this stuff. So they're going into the expectation like this date has to work.
Oh yeah.
Or everyone's going to make fun of me. My friends are getting married. Like I have to do this now. Mm-hmm. And guys go into it, especially when, you know, there's a lot of friends that are either single and all that stuff. Like, oh man, my friends are getting so much success. Like they're meeting women, all that stuff, having fun. I have to, you know,
yep.
I have to do, this has to be the end result.
Yeah.
AKA sex usually. So I think for men and women, we just manage those expectations and say like, hey, I'm going to go out. I'm going to have fun. This person, like, I'm going to show them a good time. Like, you know, innocently speaking, just like, hey, I'm going to show them a good time. I'm going to show them my personality. If they don't like it, great. I have tons of other people on this app that I can go on dates with.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really what my advice into having great dates is just like, have no expectations going into these dates.
Oh, yeah.
Meet a person, get to know them, have fun. And that's all it is. There's no expectation for an end result.
Exactly.
And that's where the magic happens.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it's really weird. So I have a lot of friends who use the apps like I do. And we've all kind of progressed through different stages of lives. Or life, not lives. Life with different apps. So like when we were in our early 20s, we all used Tinder and Bumble wasn't around back then, but it was just Tinder, right? For fun.
Yeah.
And then when we got to our mid 20s, it was like Bumble was coming out, and then people used a lot of Coffee Meets Bagel from what I remember, and then OkCupid, and then when you got serious, when you wanted to start dating people towards the end of your mid 20s, you would switch over to Coffee Meets Bagel, Hinge, you know, your Dill Mills, etc., Match.com, whatever. But recently, I saw this with my friends who are in their 30s, because they're very career oriented and career driven right now in this phase of life, where they sign up for and mobile apps that or dating apps that focus on professional matchmaking. And I was like, well, I have one friend who's a lawyer who, like, I swear he like lives by this app. And I'm like, so show me what's so special about this one. And so this one is literally designed. It's called League, I think. It's designed to literally match people with credentials. So how much they make a year, what they do, what company, what industry, what education. And then they show that versus, oh, they like this book or they like these movies. And I understand why someone like my friend would do that, because he wants to be a power couple.
Yeah.
So, you know, what you were saying before, where you should not go in with expectations or anything like that, I think that's right to have when you're in your early 20s and when you're in your mid 20s. But when you get to that older end of the spectrum, like our age now, you have to know what you want, right?
Yeah.
That's where I'm kind of going with this, because if you're like 28, 29 and you're still fooling around on Tinder and the girls you're dating are like in their mid 20s, you're wasting your time, because the girls who are actually your age, who want to be, who you would eventually would marry at that age, same age group, right? They're already moving on. And a lot of my guy friends who are single now are figuring that out. They're figuring it out too late, because all the girls are starting to get picked up, or all the girls who are like are in our friend circle, they've already found guys who like know what they want to do. They've figured out their career situation, or they're on the path to doing that. They have structure and support, where when we were in our mid 20s, we didn't have that. Dude, I was still in downtown when I was in my mid 20s. I was living life. I was working and exploring the city and you know, learning and experiencing different aspects of life. I didn't want to even think about marriage.
Yeah.
But when I hit 27 and I had that conversation with my friend where when he said, don't play the game to win, or play the game to play, play the game to win, it clicked. Like, shit, I got to lock this down. I got to get everything in order. And I literally got Hinged the next week and 2 days later.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So I'll agree with that. I think it's a little bit of a difference in just, I guess, the theme of what we're saying. So I'm talking about expectations to the fact where do not put onto somebody the expectations of what you're going to find.
No, absolutely.
Your perfect person
Yeah.
or whatever you're thinking of.
Yes, I agree to that too.
Yeah. So we're talking about the same thing. So.
Yeah.
And then the standards of you're just like, hey, I'm not gonna fool around with, like, you know, some person that's just here for fun. I'm looking for, you know, a serious relationship, which I'm cool with having fun with somebody. Like, you know, we go out, we have a good time.
Yeah.
But if they're in, like, if I get a sense that they're not in the right headspace, like,
oh yeah,
then we're gonna move on. And oh, yeah. I think that gives a healthy environment for dating. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, there is a culture of dishonesty, like ghosting and stuff like that, lack of communication. I think even with all these tools for communication, we're terrible at communicators.
Yeah.
And I, for one, will say that I used to be, well, probably still am a bad communicator, but being in a relationship has taught me a lot about communication.
Correct.
It really has. I used to be a person that was just like, hey, you know, like, I'm just going to do my own thing. If you're going to cop an attitude, then whatever, just don't leave me alone. Mm-hmm. So learned a lot about communication, but with all these tools, we don't know how to communicate.
Oh yeah.
And this generation is like, you text somebody, it's like, all right, you don't have to say like, oh yeah, let's hook up again. It's like, just say, hey, I'm not really into you. Like, can we just be honest about this?
Yeah, exactly.
And that even translates into the business world. And I hate saying dating's like business, but like, there's so many,
you
like,
can't resist.
There's so many analogies. Like, you I'm can't just resist. Like, I'm always just like, you know, when somebody sends you an email, like, they're just like trying to get your business. And I was like,
oh yeah,
hey, you're being a little too needy. I don't need your services. Like,
exactly.
Let's just leave it at that.
But trust me, I've been through the whole process where I have been ghosted. I have been cheated on. I've had all the experiences through the dating apps. I've even dated a girl for what, 3-4 months. Or 2 to 3 months, actually. I'm pretty sure it's 3.5, actually. But like, I was ready to move forward to the next stage, and she's like, I don't know what I want. I'm like, why the fuck did I waste 3 months with you then?
Yeah.
Like, we're on this app because it's designed for serious dating. They literally tell you in the first fucking sentence, so why the fuck did you waste my time? Right? There's a lot of that. And well, it's all communication, like you say. Yeah. If they communicated that correctly, then I would have been aware of that, and then I would have stopped it.
But also, that comes from insecurity, right? At least, if you are dating somebody for 4 months and you don't know what you want, that's an insecurity that you're just like, hey, I just don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
And like I said,
that would make sense for her.
Girls and guys do that.
Oh, yeah.
I've done it before, and it was unfair to the person I was dating then. Mm-hmm. It was like, I don't know what we are. I don't know what, like, the next step is. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, I knew in the back of my mind, I was like, all right, this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
But I, you know, for some part of me was just like, hey, having a person around is better than no person.
That's true.
And that's as vulnerable as I'll ever be on this show. But, you know, that's the thing. It's just like, we can have better dating experiences for everyone. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we can all hold hands and all that stuff. But it's like, it really makes for... And it's like, you know, professional dating, I guess you could say. It's just like,
oh yeah,
can you be a human being and have that empathy to be like, hey, first date was great and everything, but, you know, it didn't really work out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all you need.
You just need
that closure where it's just like, all right, you communicated to me that you're not interested. Great.
Exactly.
At least I can move on rather than like, oh, I wonder what, like, you know, she's doing right now.
Yep. And I've seen my guy friends go through that, where like they'll go on like 1 or 2 dates and then the girl like has moved on but hasn't said anything, and they're like fixated on it, and it's like they're spiraling, not out of control, but like you can see their mind just running, and they're hanging out with you but their mind is somewhere else. I'm like, dude, what's going on? It's like, this girl hasn't texted me like in 3 days. I'm like, that's probably because she's ghosted you and she's on to the next dick. Yeah. Like, let's be real here. Yeah. You don't need that. You're and better guys than that. Be
brutally honest like that.
Yeah. Like, just go on to the next person. If it's not working out, then it's not working out. You should be happy. Don't be frustrated and drive yourself up the wall because of this. It's just on to the next.
Yeah.
You have to be able to learn that. And if they're not communicating with you, then is that someone you really want to be with?
Yeah. Why do we spend so much effort like chasing... Oh, energy that's not reciprocated, you know what I mean? It's just like, if someone isn't going to give you the time of day, if you have a conversation with somebody, are you going to sit there and try to like get something out of somebody?
Nope.
If they don't respond to you, just be like, all right, well, I'm just gonna go talk to somebody else. Like,
exactly.
That's all you gotta do. And you know, I know I'm kind of being preachy right now, but
no, but it's the truth.
Because I see it all the time. I see it all the time. It's like, oh, this person ghosts me and all that stuff. Just like, just move on. Like,
yep.
You know, I've been there. Like, it's a lesson that you gotta learn. It's better earlier than later. Mm-hmm. But And then one other comment I wanted to touch on was like your friends, like, you know, they may still be single and they're kind of, you know, I've mentioned this in a past podcast, but I feel like men, as they age, especially, you know, 27, 28, like our stock is rising.
Oh, yeah.
It's to a point where it's just like, it definitely can go to our heads.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like laying it up. It's just like, all right, you know, like my stock is great. Like all these girls are on me and all stuff. They all want me, right? And then on the reverse side, girls, and when they're 19, 20, 21, like that's when their stock is the highest, right? And they're just like growing.
I don't know, man. I don't like looking at little girls or dating younger girls.
Well, they actually had a study. And they, well, how accurate this study is, I don't know. But they said, like, as far as doesn't matter what age men are, obviously in dating age.
Okay.
22-year-old women is the mark. So if you're a 50-year-old man, you'll date a 22-year-old. That's, like, ideal. It's, like, 22 is the ideal range.
And okay. I'd aim for about 25.
If you're 50.
A little bit older. No, just in general, because, like, I prefer, like, my dates or like my girlfriend right now, right? Mm. She's super mature.
Yeah.
Right. She's highly intelligent. She's very driven, ambitious. She knows what she wants in life. I find those qualities super attractive. Like that's what I'm drawn to.
Yeah.
So like I know in a 22-year-old, they don't give two shits about life. They're clueless completely all of the time. And they just want to have fun and just wander through life like that.
And that's
and they
the
get
thing.
To 25. They like, oh, I have a job or a career, or I know what I want to do in life, or I know where I want to be or what I want to do. And they have a little more direction.
Yes.
And they like take on more responsibilities because a lot of times they're living by themselves or in an apartment with like their friends, but they have their shit together.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's that beginning phase when they start getting their shit together. That's when I'm like, that's the right age right there.
Yeah. Now I'll say that's a different mind shift because like you're looking at somebody that you could actually be with, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you're a 22-year-old.
Oh, if you're just looking for fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, then 22. Hell no, yeah.
Like I said, just a date. Dating apps, usually the 22-year-old
woman
is the ideal. So like, you know, get this. You're an 18-year-old guy. You're just like, oh, okay. Like, I want to have fun and all that stuff. Like, maybe a girl that can drink and all that stuff. So you're looking, you know, for a 22-year-old. If you're a 50-year-old man, you're just like, I need someone to keep me young. Yeah, 22-year-old, like, yeah, she'll want to have fun. I got money. I'll throw it around. She can, you know.
It's sad because I see that shit all the time when I go to LA. Like, these older dudes, like, they got little pecks of gray hair. And then, like, they got, like, all black hair. But, like, those one or two streaks of gray where it's like, you know, you dyed your hair and you just fucking missed a spot.
Oof.
And it's like, you see yourself with this girl who's like, rocking booty shorts and she's like looks like she straight up just graduated from school and it's like that ain't your dad.
Oh my god,
that ain't your dad.
And then she's like dancing,
that ain't your kid,
and he has no idea. He's like, who is this? Is this like,
I've seen that straight up at a nightclub in Hollywood where the guy's like going like, yeah,
and I have then, no like, idea what song it was
like,
this is.
It was like EDM music and like he just looked like he was about to do like the sprinkler from like the 60s dance move. And I'm like, dude, this fool does not know where he is.
Somebody put grandpa to bed.
Yeah, like someone get this fool out of here. And then like he went to the bar and like started ordering drinks. And this girl, like, I don't know what she was going on, but like they were like totally vibing off each other. So I'm like, okay. And it's me and my girlfriend. I'm just like, that's gotta be like double her age, right? And she's just like laughing away. She's like, dude, you just seeing that? I'm like, apparently everyone else knows this, but okay. But it's just, yeah, you see that all the time. Yeah. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and that's the difference between, you know, like it didn't hit me until, you know, I met Brittany. It was just like, wow. I can see a life with this girl. Like, she's just absolutely amazing. Made me just totally blind to anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And what's come of that is a lot of focus in my life and a lot of direction.
Yeah. You know,
kind of what it is with dating. It's like you can get kind of lost in it where it's like you're aimless because you're just like, oh, okay, like, you know, when's the next date and all that stuff. So,
yeah. There's actually a statistic from the Aziz Ansari book. I think it's like 1 in 3 Americans use dating apps and find their significant other through a dating or online service. Mm-hmm. You know that? One in three Americans.
And guess what? Like 10 years before, it was so taboo that like you were laughed at if people
found like you on eHarmony or Match, like the originals.
Yeah,
Yeah. I remember those.
Yeah, but like, I mean, honestly, they were so taboo. They were just like, oh, you need a like freaking like online profile to like, yeah.
But no, I
meet people.
I had a similar moment with Charmy, like how you just said with Brittany, right? It was, I actually have a screenshot. I was texting my friend Carmen, and I literally have it screenshot. So when we do get married, I can use the story, like in the speech. But it's like March 18th is the day I knew. Yeah, March 18th, and like Josh is looking at the screen now and reading the conversation. But it's the minute I knew after this conversation, like I want to spend the rest of my life with this girl. Like she is my soulmate.
It even has like a note. It's just March 18th.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I had the day down. But Carmen's like, do you think she's the one? I'm like, yeah. And that was like a month and a half after we started dating. Wow. Yeah. I just knew. Because we started talking on the app February 16th, and then we went on our first date, I think a couple weeks after, and I just knew. I was just like, this girl's incredible.
Just an on fire this, stage,
yeah.
Like beyond anything you've
ever experienced.
Yeah, I'd 100% relate. It was, I met her on a Thursday, mm-hmm. and then we ended up hanging out that weekend. We went off-roading.
All right.
And then, funny story, actually, the car broke down.
Oh, gosh.
And everything. Yeah. It was just like, oh, my God, I'm fucking this up. I was sweating so hard. It was in the summer, but I was just like, oh, God, no. Oh,
that's,
God, no.
That's like one of those things where, like, some people think about, like, it's a sign. Our first day, the car broke down. It's not supposed to be.
It's disaster. But I guess that gave us a little bit more time to get to know each other anyways. So then... after that, I brought her around my friends like the next Tuesday. So like right. within a week, she's already meeting
that's
my friends.
Quick.
And they were just like we actually met like this girl. And, like,
whoa.
Yeah, and then after that, it was just like it was a done deal. I asked her out a month later.
Yeah.
I took her to Vegas with me.
Nice.
And yeah, and I asked her out, and I was.
My man.
Yeah. Now I before that it was just like pulling teeth, like girls like, oh, what are we? And I was like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, I was the complete opposite. I knew what I wanted. I knew what I wanted in my like the girl I was dating. Even if it was the girl I was dating and I wasn't like, oh, this is the girl I'm married. No, it wasn't her. But it was just like, listen, if you're gonna date me, this is what I like, this is what I wanna be able to experience with you.
Yeah.
Like, I need you to be open-minded, and I want you to come on adventures with me. That's it. That's all I would say to girls. Like, okay. Nothing about marriage, nothing about settling up, none of that shit. If you're open-minded, you're going to have fun. We're going to go see, you know, different things. We're going to go travel when we can. If you're up for adventures, then you're going to have a blast with me, because I like to go and explore different cities and different towns, different foods, different experiences, different trails and hiking and all that jazz. Like, mm-hmm. I am that kind of guy. And girls were like, that's awesome. Let's go. And so, like, it would be, like, random trips to this place or that place, or dumplings at this, like, random hole-in-the-wall Chinese place, or, you know, some other mom-and-pop Italian restaurant. Like, we just discovered it. Like, let's go try it. Why not? Right? And people, not people, but women seem to love that. And it was always women who liked that, not girls. There's a difference.
Okay.
There's a difference. Because that mentality and that kind of... like, hey, we're going on a date. This is what we're going to do. It's an adventure and we're going to go somewhere into a different town. No, like girls, when they were like in their early 20s, didn't care for that shit. They just wanted to go clubbing clubs, and all that shit, right?
Clubs, yeah.
But that's when like the girl who is 25 and plus, they appreciate that stuff. Mm-hmm. They're the ones I appreciate. And that's why I'm attracted to older. Like when I was looking seriously, it was when I was in my mid to late 20s.
Okay.
So I didn't want to waste my time with the girls who were younger because I knew that's what they weren't interested in.
Yeah. And also like that's a lot of energy to, you know, even though I felt like at least I was more willing to go and like club and all that stuff, bars and all that stuff. Like
yeah.
Now it's got to be like a bunch of my friends have to go in order for me to stay out that late because I'm like, yeah, I need to get to bed.
Charmy and I are like that. Like we're sometimes we're in bed by like 9:30. We're like old people.
Yeah.
Because like she works really hard at her job. She's an occupational therapist. So she's up every day at 6 a.m. getting ready for the day. I'm up every day at 6 starting my business. So it's like.
And that's where the focus comes.
That's where my focus has to be.
Right. Like if you were single, it'd be like there would be some time where you had to, you know, cultivate the leads. Just like, all right, you know, got 5 messages today. All right. What are we going to do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So dating.
I hate calling them leads because it's so like.
All I'm thinking
about. Oh, my God. Josh just calls them leads until he dates
them. All I'm thinking about is CyberCoder leads right now. Every time you say that shit, I'm just like looking at the purple and green color
CyberCoders,
and it's just like popping in my head, leads across my mind right now. I'm like, God damn it.
In CyberCoders, like that, when I started working there, I was just like, oh, this dating thing, and these are just leads. Business development, you just have 100 like leads, you just send them out. Like,
that's crazy. I hated working there. It was like soul crushing. Yeah. It was fun, but it was like, I was like wasting time.
Well, that was another thing. It's just like
I closed a handful of deals, but I was like, ultimately, I was just like killing time.
Well, that was another thing. It was a bunch of young people there. It's just like, geez, like,
I know.
That's probably why people, you know, stay there.
Dude, a lot of never mind. I'll say that afterwards. All right, so that's about wraps it up for us, folks. Just the overall message, you know, dating has completely transformed in the last decade. In the next decade, it's going to probably change even more. But like Josh said, you should go in without any expectations. Be open-minded. Be adventurous. Be able to communicate and empathize and go seek out what you normally wouldn't seek out, I think, would be the best advice. And be open-minded.
Yeah. So we'll probably put you on some more game in one of these future episodes because this was a lot of fun.
I like this topic.
Yeah, this is a good topic. So
mini series.
Yes. All right. So that's it for Dating Apps. Josh and Yash Show. We're signing out. We'll see you guys later.
We out.
Thanks again, listener, for tuning into the podcast. We do appreciate any comments or feedback on any sort of channels where you're listening to the podcast right now. Actually, this is an interactive experience, so if you are interested in leaving us a voice message, you can download the Anchor app, which is on Apple or Google Store. Once you download the app, you can find us and leave an audio message, which will be played back on the next episode right here, and you'll be featured and you'll be tagged and all that good stuff. So leave us some feedback and also an audio message. It does help us. Again, if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, you can find us at calendly.com/JCJStreet32. Again, that's calendly.com/JCJStreet32. See you next time.